Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. We're here to share the joy. No, not joy. We're here for Inner Sight's nursing home program, and we're definitely going to get rid of them, and that will be the day of joy that we have with them. But in the meantime, we have a lot to discuss today. I'd like to defer to our host of the regular show. His name is Frank Perino, and here he is. Frank.
Hello, everybody. Inner Sight Live.
Yeah.
And I'd like to put out a request. I don't know. I didn't hear the governor talk. Anybody out there who did, if you call in, just give us a short synopsis
lowdown
of what her speech was about.
Anthony is here to help. I can't find it either. Anthony is ready to help, okay? Here he comes.
So, but that's one of the things I want, we'll get that in a minute, but one of the things I want to definitely point out is that the economy is a big factor in this country, and it's horrible, and it's pulling down the president's popularity. You know, he's down again. I don't know what the percentage points are, but they say he's down again. And to hear on the news, as I did tonight on the CNBC business news, that there won't be a stimulus in this year, I mean, it is absolutely horrendous and shows you that these politicians don't give one damn about us. I mean, the rich people, you know, they don't care. They don't need a stimulus. Wealthy, you know, but the average person does.
Hell yeah.
So, to not have a president stand up for us, I mean, just off the top of my head, there's about 30 million disabled in this country and elderly, maybe more. All of us need a stimulus to help get through this whole thing. So the president needs to step up and do something about this. I mean, this was on the news tonight. It's going to be interesting to see if he says anything about it tomorrow or tonight.
Yeah.
Because if he can't watch over us and protect us, we don't need him.
True.
And this vaccine stuff is not protecting us. It's only another way to divide people and to irritate people and not give them the freedom of choice as to what their medical what they want for their medical. So, Mr. President, get us that stimulus. You want to boost your popularity? Here's a way to do it.
That's true.
Get us that stimulus.
Yeah,
and your popularity will go up.
Sure will.
Inner Sight reminds you, and I hope you can hear us.
I hope
I'm not very happy with Mr. Biden.
Yeah. I know how that feels right about now because I've been, you know, people have been talking to me about certain things and, oh, they don't believe that this is going to happen or that's going to happen, or how could you get, you know, the nursing homes to agree with you because they're not doing anything, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, they're not doing anything to help the disabled or the elderly who are in nursing homes and need that extra money and need their own money, let alone extra money. They don't even get their own money. They only are left with $50. That's it. Yeah.
Disabled people, that is. Well, they don't have to agree with us. I don't care if they agree with us or not. The facts are the facts.
That's
true. All that money being wasted, especially at a time when people need economic help. Now, a lot of that money could be freed up, not just to help people who are disabled and elderly, but your average person who's struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, the last figure, $196 billion.
Yeah.
You know, and putting people in a worse situation than if they were in their own home.
Very
and the
true.
Workers, too, could have a better job.
Let me say where that reference came from. It came from Skilled Nursing News. And then there was also a reference to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Management, and that's where it came originally. Yeah, I just was astonished at that amount.
It's a waste of money.
It is.
You know, and people could get a lot better medical care if they were in their own home and they had funds available to them.
Right. You could even get probably everything bought to you for that amount of money, you know. Not for nothing. That's a lot of money, you know. And you could get the
money
queen
could
and
be
the
better
king
used.
Meals. Yeah.
In a much
better
way.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about king or queen meals. I'm talking about just the basics. Give us basics and we'll be happy. When you have, you know, a whole slew of people that it's going to, you know, cost you so much money. Now we're talking about wastefulness. You know, that's a real.
And you
want to
know where you're going to put all those people? Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's darn right.
That'll take care of a lot of them.
Yep.
And pass strict enforcement to make every eligible apartment accessible.
That's
those
true.
Two things. The president should get right on that.
Yes, he should.
Every governor should get right on that.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take Anthony's call?
Yes, I do. He's, let me see.
Intersight.
He came back. 1 second. Oh, darn it. Well, anyway, I know I'm going to be taking Anthony's call right now, so hang on. Let me get Anthony.
All right.
All right. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey,
good.
That's good.
On this night, we switch roles a little.
Yeah, I know. so about Kathy Hochul, her speech was basically about public safety, and she gave a couple of $1 million to a few hospitals in poor neighborhoods and something else, but there was nothing about, you know, helping the disabled in any way or, you know, nursing homes or anything like that. Nothing that you would find particularly exciting. They didn't even really televise it. She, you know, just did it off air, and then they, you know, briefly mentioned what she said, like lined it up on the side of the screen and just told it to you. And that was it. She said that, you know, the nurses and everything and the doctors needed a gift for what they did, you know, during the coronavirus, and now since they're having an uptake, she thinks that the hospitals need some extra funding, so she sent them money. And
Hospitals that direct people to nursing homes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what they do. You deal with a social worker while you're in the hospital, and they do the discharge planning, and instead of planning for you to have a home health aide, they'll plan for you to go to a nursing home, and any nursing home that's available and has a, you know, waiting bed, they'll send you there, and then if you don't like that one, then you get put on a waiting list and wait for another one, and maybe you'll die there before you even get out and, you know, get to go to a better one, quote-unquote better one.
There's no better one.
And that's about it. Yeah, we know that. And about the stimulus, I don't know how old the article, I'm sorry, I'm coughing so much, I hate that, is that my mom read, but she said that Joe Manchin and someone else was going to convene in a meeting with Joe Biden to tell him that, you know, it's based on the law that because the pandemic is still going on, that, you know, we'll be entitled to another stimulus, you know, how long it takes for forever and a day for them to do that. And you also know that we don't know how much it'll be, but, you know, I still have my doubts about this other stimulus stuff because, you know, they talk about a lot of stuff that just gets forgotten about and, you know, sounds good for the moment, makes you feel good and gets you all excited, and then, you know, you get nothing out of it. You know, look at what we got for raises for SSI and Social Security, it's nothing, you know, and
yeah.
You know, our lives really aren't any different. It's the same thing. I mean, what, 40 measly dollars? And yeah, I mean, you know, I don't disagree with Suzanne, and I'm not discouraging her, but people are right that they're not really doing anything about these nursing homes. The way they are is the way they are, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're not doing anything about them at all.
Yeah, and and people are just, you know, they're just kind of settling their minds with it because
this governor is just as bad as the guy they threw out, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, she
she
isn't really doing anything much. She just is trying to, you know, mold some kind of fan base because she's got other people that want her job, and she knows that she has limited time to mold any kind of legacy and make herself, you know, desirable for people to want for, you know, another term, a full term. So she has to do, you know, something to, you know, make people want her to stay in office. Otherwise, she'll be out. You know what I mean? And it's swim or sink at this point.
The only politician that Inner Sight will vote for, and I'm going to make this public all over the world, is the politician that will help us get a referendum on the presidential ballot for 24. To you know, we're hoping to get two referendums. One we're ahead on. We have over 75,000 names. The other one, the nursing home thing, we got to get a lot of names. But we want a referendum on the ballot and let people vote on it.
Yeah.
If we can get it on there, I think it would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all these politicians do, Frank, is just talk and talk and talk. And, you know, they talk a whole lot of hot air. And, you
know,
nothing ever comes out of it. You know what I mean?
No.
They, you know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, like before you go to bed at night, you know, when you have a conversation with someone and they want to settle you down so you can have a nice dream and so you're not stressed out and you're relaxed and stuff like that. That's what they do, and they give you, you know, things to dream about.
The only thing is they give you a nightmare.
Yeah.
It
never really is. And they make promises,
really,
you know, just to get, you know, votes and support for their campaign and, you know, vote for this and this one, this and one and that'll happen, vote for that one and that'll happen. And things are kind of the same way. They do a few good things that, you know, they feel like are going to get them the most popularity, or they have their pet projects or whatever, and, you know, they cater to their core constituency. If you live, you know, in an affluent area, those who, you know, are not so affluent get forgotten about, and they cater to those who can donate the most to their campaign, and working class people and, you know, disabled and poor people and people in nursing homes and people on SSI and food stamps and things like
that.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing. It's going to what she didn't do is going to help my cause, because tomorrow when I go out and show people pictures of my guide dog working and all that, and I tell them that not one word came out of the governor's mouth how she's going to protect people who are denied service dogs, that's going to help us, because they're going to see that we're right and it's true. So thank you, Governor.
I really wonder if she's going to sign this bill, you know, in our lifetime, to give the home health aides $21. I mean, I'm almost 100% sure that that's never going to happen. But, you know, it's fun to watch and see for the fascination. And
it's a money thing.
It's
a money thing, you know, and it doesn't help people stay out of nursing homes.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, you know, I notice about her is the way she operates is that she claims to be a Democrat, And I'm not saying to go overboard and spend frivolously, you know, on stupid things like Biden does or what a lot of people would consider stupid. But she's all about downsizing the government and saving the government money and doing anything that she can to...
Oh, is she? Then why doesn't she listen to us? Why doesn't she mandate the agencies to start raising the money?
And
get rid of these nursing homes and wasting all that money.
Because then it would give her less of a job. You see, they want a bigger job for them, but to spend less government money, you know what I mean? Oh, and then she did something else, which is like, she, you know, wants to make it to where people who are politicians cannot get money from any kind of outside job or deal or money in life. And then she wants to limit the term to, you know, 2 terms for the governor, and then they'd have to be out. But that's like, you know.
Well, you know what?
That doesn't do a damn thing for us.
Term limit. There was no term limit in New York.
Yeah.
That's why she wanted to introduce it.
Yeah. And, you know, she thinks that we'll get better politicians, I guess, and they won't be there for too long. But it also means that she won't be there for too long. And we don't care because, you know, I personally think one thing that I agree with Cuomo about, I mean, you can say what you want about him, you know, the job of lieutenant governor is mostly ceremonial. You go to ceremonies, you know, it's just kind of like a smiley face kind of person who goes to different events and shake hands and stuff like that. And he wanted her off his ballot because he didn't feel like she was qualified to be lieutenant governor. And I agree with him. And, you know, she got him out and she got the job because, you know, of what happened. And she was happy about it. And now, you know, and now she wants to run for election. But doesn't really mean she's qualified. And she had to get the job because she wasn't entitled to it. But doesn't mean that I would have voted for her or, you know, like we had much of a choice for anybody better. She was just kind of put there, and that was that. And it was
the same
thing with
Dave.
Well,
that's the way it normally is when they get out, when they get, you know, a politician out. Usually the lieutenant takes the stand.
Yeah.
Look what happened with, what's his name? Oh, what's the one that was blind? Patterson.
David Patterson.
Yeah, same thing.
That is the way it is. I understand that. But I agree with him that she wouldn't have been my lieutenant governor if I had a choice. And David Patterson didn't do a thing either. You know,
well,
I hate to say this, Frank, but I think that people didn't want to talk bad about him because he was blind and people were, you know, amazed and wanted to be supportive about, you know, him because he was the first blind governor. And it was like, you know, how can you ever say something about somebody who's blind? But he really didn't do anything.
I'm
sorry?
I can, too.
Yeah. But people who are not disabled, you know, it really bothers them emotionally to talk bad about a disabled person doing a job like that because
he was a blind fool because he had an opportunity to make us all equal in the state and he didn't do it.
Because people were in love with the, you know, idea that he was disabled in an office and they just adored him for that. You know what I mean? And people got emotional over it and things like that, but he didn't do anything for the disabled and he didn't even run for election because he didn't want it and didn't care and was like, whatever, you know what I mean? And I just don't think
that was good
enough
for me, basically, he was thinking, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess he was an intelligent guy, but he really wasn't a good, governor, and I guess he thought of us.
I don't call people who don't care about us and help us intelligent. I think they're stupid.
Yeah, I think so, too, but when he spoke, I thought, you know, the way he carried himself was intelligent. I guess, you know, I think that Elliot Spitzer was more intelligent than him.
I've seen more people who were intelligent than what he said. I mean, he wasn't He could have, there could have been a lot more. He wasn't as learned as I thought he would be. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, we're getting off the subject, nursing homes. What did Patterson do for nursing homes?
Nothing. And
nothing.
She won't anything either, Frank. And I agree with Suzanne, too. I just didn't want to make it come on here, you know, make it seem like I was bashing the disabled because I'm disabled myself. But I thought he was pretty dumb, to be honest. And I don't think that she's going to do anything either, because everybody's in love with the nursing homes now because they're fixated on it. Oh, they take care of the elderly. Oh, you know, the nursing home workers put themselves in grave danger working, you know, around sick people. And it's, you know, filled with coronavirus patients, and they're overwhelmed, and, you know, they deserve more money, and how could you ever say anything bad about them, and they deserve everything they get. And then people are just going to say, it's a hard job, it's a hard job, he's old, she's old, and they need a lot of care, and they don't get a lot of breaks, and they work a lot of hours,
that's really
and around the clock.
That excuse that people throw at the nursing home issue is just totally wrong. I mean,
yeah.
It needs
and
to
we're
be gonna busted
come out
wide
with the
open.
Stories, the horror stories.
That's right.
And then
let people
know
those.
You know what I notice a lot of times, Suzanne, people try to do to me when I say that I don't, you know, agree with the way things are, and I don't think disabled people are taken care of the right way and treated right. They go, you don't appreciate. You don't appreciate, you know what I mean? Yeah, you always complain. You always complain. And I say to myself, if you had to sit in human waste for 12 hours a day naked, you know, without eating, without drinking enough fluid, falling off the bed. You know, would you complain?
How about the fact they give you Lasix? First of all, you're allergic to it, but, you know, they didn't find that out until all of a sudden I start pressing the button, like, get here with some epinephrine. But then also the woman started, you wanted me to come there so you could be cleaned up, you'll be last, or something like that. She screamed at me. I'm like, and I barely could talk, and I'm hitting the walls. She goes, what do you want? And then I pointed to the bag that they had given me of the, what it called, the Lasix, and then I pointed to my allergy bag because I couldn't talk. So she goes, oh, you didn't want me to clean you up? I said, I want that too, when she finally, you know, got me with the Benadryl and stuff like that. And the idiots gave me the stuff, one thing that I was really badly allergic to as well.
Those people,
you know,
that say that to you, Anthony, that you don't appreciate, they don't appreciate being equal.
Yeah,
they don't
put a pity
appreciate you either.
They put a pity trip on you, and they tell you, you know, well, you don't understand because you're disabled, and then they tell, you know, they'll tell you as a disabled person, oh, you have everything done for you, you know, you disabled people have it made, what do you know, you have an easy life, you know, you have an aid, you get a check, da-da-da. Yeah, we get poverty money, we get an aid for a couple hours a day, however that is. You know, you live in an apartment building, you know, in a bad neighborhood a lot of times, or in a bad neighborhood in a private house, if it's accessible, if it's not, you know.
How many millions and thousands of disabled live in shelters?
That's
true,
too.
Because the money's not being used right.
And then you wonder when they're in shelters, too, which I don't want to get too off the topic, but how do you put disabled people in shelters? Who takes care of them? Because home health aides are not allowed to go in there either.
Oh, isn't that nice? I didn't know that. Thank you for that.
That's really,
and
thank you for that.
You're welcome. And if there's a fire in your house or anything, unless there's a natural disaster like, you know, earthquake or Hurricane Katrina or something like that, they don't allow home health aides to go in nursing homes. So basically, you know, you could lose your home and lose your aid and can't survive, and who would help you get dressed? Who would, you know, take you to your appointments? Who would help, you know, you feed
do
you?
Like
if anything?
I do. I'll tell you what I do. whenever they're here, I even at some point, this is terrible, I have to sleep in my own clothes because after, you know, they're gone, my husband, you know, it's just I'm too big for my husband. You know, he's a construction worker, but he has a bad back and he has a lot of, you know, issues. I don't want to give him something that gives him more pain. He doesn't need to be lifting me for any reason at all. So it's been difficult, you know. So what I do is I slowly take my time, and if it takes hours to take a shower and get dressed, that's so be it, you know. They don't give me enough hours.
Yeah, that's terrible, Suzanne, but imagine what life is like for people who, you know, maybe you step in water in the bathroom or you have an accident on yourself or
that
you'd
I
like
don't
medication. Yeah, you would like medication, but you can't open the bottle or you can't open the pack or, you know, so many things could happen to you. Or what about people who fall in the middle of the night on the way to the bathroom, and then you lay on the floor all night. Yeah, you lay on the floor all night.
I used to live in college, and
uh-huh.
I used to, you know, my disability was very severe at one point where I couldn't move from my neck down, and I almost had 24-hour aid, but I said to them, no, I could wait. You know, I don't want 24. And there was a reason because I was told by a lot of advocates, no, don't do the 24-hour. You'll be at risk for going into a nursing home. So I never did it. So all I had, I worked my way down from like an 18 hours of people being there all the way, you know, down to a 10-hour shift now. That's pretty darn good for me. But now I think since I was a teenager, you know, not a teenager, but I would say I considered myself a teenager because I was in my 20s, and I really never had a good teenage life because I had gotten right after I hit my 20s, I had started being sick, and I felt that I didn't have any time to really enjoy myself, and I really wanted to enjoy myself, but my body didn't let me, you know. So I started enjoying myself with the horrible body that I had. So that's how I got places.
Let's get back on the subject. Anthony, anything else?
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling
in. You're welcome. Take care. Always a pleasure.
All right. Always a pleasure.
I want to remind everyone that the show is brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, adopt the Nikita. Kennedy Realty is another friend that helps us stay on the air. Islip, New York, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo for helping us keep on the air, and if you need any information on legislation on that bill that Anthony was referring to with the governor, I'm sure Silo can update you on that. 631-880-7929 is their number.
Yes.
And brought to you by our good friend. Nobody starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary, with the dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. 631-484-3085 on Gary's number. Did I get the right number? 484-3085.
Yeah.
I believe that's correct.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I think that's correct.
All right. And we are ever more determined to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes.
You know, just another politician. You know, what happened with the governor's speech doesn't surprise me. I knew it was going to happen. You know, just another politician, run-of-the-mill, regular business, who doesn't care?
That's
I mean,
true.
You know, give money to people who send people to nursing homes to die.
That's true. Yeah.
To me, that's not a caring person.
No, that isn't.
Yeah. That money should have been used to send people back home. To, hold on. To their own home.
Yeah.
You know, that money should have been put aside to help people who want to go back to their own home and deter them from the nursing home. Now, that would have been something different and progressive.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
would
it's
have been.
Got the same old concept. And we are determined to make it better, not only for those residents, but for those who work in nursing homes, that they have to risk their health, you know,
that's
because
true.
People are not in their own homes. All right, go ahead. It's your show.
Okay. I'm really glad that, you know, we can see the other end, you know, of this, and we don't have to, you know, it's actually good that we actually see the end, you know, in sight and stuff like that with a lot of people, you know, telling us what's going on inside of the nursing homes, and we could actually, you know, give them some advice when they do call us. But we could always use a little bit of, you know, help when it comes to funding the rest of our, what we're trying to do. Because we're trying to establish a fund so that we could have people, you know, who are volunteers, like home care volunteers, to go in and help, you know, the disabled, get them out of the nursing home, and then also not only get them out, also have an area where, in which that, you know, it takes a little, it's a process. You know, you're going to have to, you know, help the person and get most likely furniture for them, most likely an apartment, because they've been out of, you know, out of the, you know, real world, quote. I don't want to say real world, it just doesn't sound right, but it is in my eyes. They've been in a pseudo disgusting, evil place. You know, it's not even the real world, you know, how I feel.
We want
about
to
it.
Establish a program called Volunteers for Freedom.
That's correct.
Where people will volunteer, certified home health aides will volunteer their time, and we'll compensate them financially to make up for the hours that the state won't give to keep the person out of the nursing home.
That's true.
But of course, if the nursing homes are no longer there, it
That'd
makes
be better.
It a lot easier. You can still have the Volunteers for Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
people can still help and be rewarded financially. And by the way, if you know of anyone who's in a nursing home or you're in a nursing home yourself and you want to call us, 213-816-1650. We will expose what's going on. We will stand behind you.
Yes.
And we'll do our best to try to get you out and to protect you from going in.
Well, that's true,
By informing the nursing home. If we know about it, we can inform the nursing home that we're going to have you on this show as much as you want if you have to be in a nursing home, to let them know. So that's our way of trying to help deter people from going into these nursing homes. And we're going to keep on gathering stories about people. So if you know of anyone, anyone out there who's being forced into a nursing home or told that that they don't have any choice, call us.
That
don't
was
let
the worst
people
thing
bully
they
you.
Told me. For my mom.
All right. 8:35 New York, Inner Sight.
Yep, 8:35.
And why don't we do, brought to you by the Able News.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me grab that.
Let's
yeah.
get the Able News out there with Angela Melanie.
Oh, yeah. Sweet woman. Hold on. Let me get to that. I was
thank
looking
her.
Up, to make sure when you said the Nobody Starves on Long Island, I wanted to make sure it was the right thing, so
yeah,
I looked
yeah.
at it. So it wasn't on the right screen. Give me a second, okay?
All right. Able News has dedicated a lot of time to speaking about nursing homes. And,
yes,
the last time I spoke,
okay.
the last time I spoke to Angela, she commented to me, "You mean to tell me they still have those nursing homes?
Yeah,
they're still wasting all that money." She knew.
Yeah, it's true. She knew exactly before you talked to her. Yeah. Well, I got the advertisement up, so I'm ready, raring to go here.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and this is our nursing home Wednesday night program. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
That's
turn
the
them
truth.
Into something much better, accessible housing.
It was
and,
crazy.
You know, we would like to find one agency that would come in and back us up and say, "Hey, let's raise money." You know, to let people know what's
mm-hmm.
going on. I want to thank Mr. Ryan Wilson, I believe it is. Is it Wilson or Williams?
Oh, my goodness. I think it is Wilson, but I'm not sure. I couldn't hear it right.
All right. Ryan Wilson, who called me and emailed me and...
very nice guy.
...has, I don't know the name of his company, but I'll have to refresh my memory. Ryan, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, that'd be great.
213-816-1650. And I want to thank Ryan for reaching out and wanting to put our program on his website
right.
and promote it. He obviously believes in what we're trying to do. Every disabled person in this country has to live with the threat of nursing home hanging over their head.
Every person, and that's the truth.
Now, that's not being equal. If they did that to every person in this country, wouldn't last 6 months.
I don't think it would last 6 weeks, but forget about months.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they did that to everybody, regardless of their financial situation?
Oh, my goodness. And that's usually what happened. Irregardless of your financial situation, let me repeat that again, because we have one person that we attempted to get out, and if she got out and she had her money, she was wealthy when her brother put her in. So just to let you know, you people...
Oh, she was well off. I wouldn't say she was wealthy, but...
Well, she was well off, I would say. She was comfortable. She could go into any store probably and just buy something and then, you know, pay it off, you know, whenever she wanted to. To me, that's the definition of well off, you know. I felt that what her brother did to her was evil, you know, absolutely evil. You know, and she might have been eccentric. She's still with us, but she might have been eccentric. You shouldn't, you know, be doing that to supposedly the person you love. You know, they didn't see eye to eye.
So, to me, that is not equality.
No.
To have that dangling over your head like a guillotine. You know, you make the wrong move. Your disability becomes more intense or whatever it is. Oh, you got to go to the nursing home now. You know, that's a horrible way to dictate to people how you're going to live.
Well, the worst thing is that if you don't have two people in the house that are going to be able, you and say my husband agrees to. And the aide and somebody, and say you're a Hoyer lift, just for argument's sake, okay? Now, that's called a two-person. You need those two people, but you'd have to pay for the second person. Well, you're too poor? Oh, then you have to go to a nursing home, and that's how it works.
Yeah, the state doesn't help you have the support you need. And the purpose of that is to drive you into the nursing home.
That's correct.
And the motive behind it is money.
All of it. All of it.
So
it's all money.
There you have a horrible situation. And that affects every disabled and elderly person in this country.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's throughout the whole nursing home system. Including the VA, people who fought hard and now almost lost life and limb, and you're putting them in a nursing home situation. That's not fair. That's not right. You know, things are not fair right now. Fairly divvied up. That's all I have to say about it. It should be
now. Let's
we should
let's,
be
let's
as
look
equal.
At the situation today with the economy. Horrible situation.
Oh, it is.
All the so-called experts get on the news and they'll talk and they'll say, you know, this is the worst and it's going to get even worse. And now a lot of the business people have to close down again because the workers can't be there. And a lot of places are deserted, all right? The
it's
economy.
Terrible.
And yet the government...
The
government spent now $196 billion on these nursing homes when people could be in their own home, and that money could be used not only to help elderly and disabled, but to help everyone.
Yeah.
So if the politicians are looking for money, look no further. You know, reroute this nursing home money. Get people out of these places. Let them be in their own home. Mandate the agencies to start raising money to offset a lot of the cost. These are some of the things that need to be done. And not one politician is taking the lead and doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're in this situation. That's a big reason why we're in this economic dilemma, because they're not rerouting monies that aren't helping people.
That's true.
They're helping individuals and agencies, but not the people that they're supposed to service. Inner Sight is fighting to change it. And we invite other agencies, other individuals to join with us.
It's true.
You know, come forward. Join with us. I'd like to see one of these multi-billionaires buy a nursing home.
That'd
and
be
let
great.
Us... work to convert it into accessible housing, get people into their own places, and then, you know, try to get the government to mandate these agencies to start raising some money to help. That's what needs to be done. It's a big job. It's a big mess.
There is.
And it's a big job because the government created this mess.
That's true.
We, the disabled, didn't create this mess.
That's
the government
for sure.
did.
Yes.
They created this by coming up with these ridiculous nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, InnerSight, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night's show is titled Leave Our Money Alone.
That's true.
And then Friday is the funnies, of course. We're going to talk about all the stupid things politicians do on Friday. All right. Anybody on the line? You want to check the line, see if...
Yeah, I'm going to check again.
Anybody is...
hiding.
wanting to call in.
Yep. Darn it. Sorry. I was checking our petition. Wanted to see if there was anything on it that we needed to express.
What, the nursing home one?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Yeah.
And that bothers me a little. I wish it didn't. It wasn't the same. It was actually moving. But I think people are afraid of what to do with it. No, we just, it's just us, Frank.
Well, everybody's afraid of change.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are we going
to
do with a loved one? That's what they always ask me. What are we going
to
do with that loved one? Well, if everybody strongly feels something and they start putting their money together instead of always having, you know, they put it in an organization that really wants to work on this. We're doing stuff out of the goodness of our heart. We're not getting paid for any of this. So we're doing this from, like I said, from our hearts, and we want to make sure that everybody has, you know, what they need, you know, when they get older. You know, they're in their own home. You know, that's the best way to go. You know, I don't know
now
how
there are people that we know of, that we talk to, one woman, in fact I know at least two,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure there's a lot more, two women whose dads are veterans in their 90s, and they're living at home. You know, the one woman is fortunate to be able to have the means to take care of her dad.
That's
right. I don't
know
what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen if something happens to her.
Yeah.
You know, the other woman is less fortunate, Darlene, who we recertified her last. We certified her last service dog. She's less fortunate because she's disabled and, you know, she tries the best she can to take care of her dad, and she's kept him out of a nursing home.
But it's a
so
struggle now.
There are people who struggle along and do this. See, what we're saying is not something that has never been done. It's something that's happening in this country already. I'm sure there are thousands of people who are keeping their loved ones out of nursing homes.
Yes, that's true.
So why not help them and expand it? It's already being done.
Well, my aunt in Florida, she's, you know, between all of our little incomes, we're trying to keep her out of a nursing home, and that's not easy, let me say. It's not going to be an easy thing at all.
Yeah. The state is waiting around.
Once she's done with her little assets that she has, that's it. It's done. Everything is done.
The state is hovering over their head, waiting to bring down the guillotine.
That's true.
What it reminds me of.
It is.
Now you're condemned. Now you got to go to this place and...
Yeah, and rot until you die.
Rot away.
That's how I think. It's like, I was in one. And people say to me, you don't know what it's like. What did you, you know, you were never in one. Oh, yeah, I was. I was in four of them. And one, I was dropped from a Hoyer lift, you know, and another one, I didn't even get washed.
And there's a million stories like that. You're not the only one that was ever dropped.
Yeah, I know. I was dropped from a Hoyer lift that was like a, let's see, we were maybe, I'd say, 6 foot up off the ground. Yeah.
But the things that we speak of in keeping people in their own home is already being done.
That's right. You know,
why doesn't the state help those people? You know? And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep the nursing homes there. Waiting for that person to slip and to be able to be put in that nursing home because it's a money-making thing. That's their bottom line.
That is their
the money.
Bottom line. Yeah.
Not the person.
Nope.
It's the money.
Not a penny from the person. It's the bottom line that they take it and they put it into, you know, like, I would say they have their own little fund, but I'm not sure about that. But what I would say is that they start keeping that money.
Who has their own little fund?
Their...
What are you talking about?
No, the nursing home owners. They use the money for their purposes, not for... Yeah. Yeah, for their purposes.
Yeah,
not for
they're
the
only interested in the business. There was an item
money.
On the news yesterday.
Yeah.
The average nursing home owner makes a salary of $600,000 a year.
That's crazy.
You know, all that money.
People are, yeah.
And people are in there suffering.
Yeah, he don't care or she don't care. Whoever it is, they don't care.
So,
just don't
you
care.
Know, how can a governor donate money to institutions that promote nursing homes? I'm totally opposed to that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that money should have been redirected to help people to stay out of nursing homes, at least.
That's true.
So there you have another downfall of a politician.
Yeah.
Who shows their true colors,
mm-hmm.
and could care less.
Obviously.
You know, seeking, yeah. All that is seeking popularity for people who believe in all these hospitals. And these hospitals haven't done much to help this pandemic. What have they done?
Just added to it, my eyes.
If they've done, if the hospitals had any power over this, all these people wouldn't be getting sick.
That's
the same with the doctors.
Yeah, very true.
They don't acknowledge any other type of healing.
That's true.
Which to me
They were talking about that too, all over the internet, saying that they really don't acknowledge any other type of healing.
And on top of that, they promote nursing homes.
Yeah.
And who knows if they're getting a kickback on it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the investigation on that one.
Yeah, that would be nice to hear what they feel about it.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And we, I wish we could applaud one politician.
Yeah,
for doing
right?
the right thing, for at least coming out and saying that, you know, people belong in their own homes, that we don't need these nursing homes. Find me one politician who will take a stand with us?
Huh. None.
Where is he or
zero.
She?
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
I don't know of a one.
Mm-mm.
You know? I mean, we know of all these stories. We know of more that are going to come out. We know tomorrow there'll be more abuse in these nursing homes. We know now that the governor is allowing the same thing that the other bum allowed for the workers to go back and forth and bring in germs and all
get
that. How do you stop that? I'll tell you how you stop that. You get people into their own apartment.
That's it.
So they don't have to have that kind of heavy trafficking.
That's right. You know what they did for myself?
Stop it.
The agencies, what they did, they said, you're only allowed to be with one person, and that's it. And that's what they did. They had to. So now my aid comes only for me, not for anybody else. She's only here for me. And she stays with me and doesn't...
Well, yeah, but you were in your own place.
That's right.
You can't do that in a nursing home.
No, I can't.
They'll do these things, but they'll do them half-assed. All right, one person. So get everybody out and give them one person until this thing blows over.
Yeah, right.
See how half-assed these people are?
Yeah, it's true.
They know.
It's like they don't
See,
care.
That makes
they
it
do
worse.
It just for, they don't care.
That makes it worse, what you just said.
Yeah.
Because they know what the right thing is to do, and yet they don't do it.
Yes. That's correct.
That makes
true.
It worse.
Yes.
See? And that's why, a big reason why these places exist.
Mm-hmm.
Inner sight. Determined to, by the way, Inner Sight means freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. We got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it over to Suzanne, and we got about three minutes. You want to say?
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we embarked on this. It's really been, you know, a nice start, and I'm hoping that people would be able to help us out in establishing a fund for the Volunteers for Freedom, aides who are going to be donating their time and being, you know, somewhat, some of them are going to be living inside of the person's house away from their family. So it would be nice to, you know, have some reward for these people. And I would love if, you know, if we came into money, I know we would be starting Volunteers for Freedom right away. And it wouldn't take, you know, a long time of a board to, you know, decide on where this goes or how that goes. That's not how things are with Inner Sight. Anyway, I'm glad to have had everybody on this evening. Thank you, Frank, for joining me. And also thank you for
Anytime.
For calling in. And our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And just you could, you know, head for
anybody out there who has any knowledge about a referendum on the ballot, call us.
That.
We need your help.
Yes, very much so. Okay. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Thanks to Joseph Arion. He gave us that lovely little motto. And thank you, everybody. Good night, world. Inner Sight here.
See you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
Inner Sight.
Bye-bye. Inner Sight.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.